Welcome back to That's Cricket, and this is your fifth test day four recap brought to you by Runmaker. The day was owned by Jacob Bethell. England have taken the lead, but it may be too little too late for England. Start the day's play. Steve Smith was out there in the middle, hoping to push on and get a few more runs, push towards that 150 mark. It wasn't to be. Steve Smith would be the first one to go today, get out, caught behind, nice edge, caught behind, or 138 of 220 balls. He spent 332 minutes out there at the crease. He was the first to go. Australia's resistance this morning didn't last very long. Stark would get out. He would get bowled. He was the next person to go by tongue. Bowling would get a duck, and Webster was left stranded. He got a little red inker. Shout out to Liam there, spicy red inker, little naughty red inker, as Liam says. But Webster left out there on 71. What could have been if we had seen him in the series more? 71 batting at number 9. He spoke at the end of today's play that it was kind of weird for him to be down that far in the order. He was just happy to get a go. And 71 off 87, very good. He looked very, very good. You could almost call him player of the day if it wasn't for Bethell scoring a ton. So that was Australia's innings. At that point, they had a lead of about 180, 183 for England to chase down. You think at that point, Australia kind of on top, think that they would be able to get England, you know, probably 200, 250 would be the score that would be happy with Australia that they could get England for. Wasn't to be. They had an early wicket. Stark getting another wicket in the first over as per usual. He would get Zach Crawley for 1 LBW. Just clipping the stumps. It was a good wicket. I mean, umpire's call. There was a few. Actually, it was 3 umpire's calls today. All very close LBW decisions. Crawley had to go. Didn't do much damage. Duckett actually looked good. He ended up getting 42. Of 55 and looked very good. It took 5 tests. And what's that? His 10th innings to look good. It was his highest score of the Ashes so far. 42 of 55 with including 6 fours. Looked very good. Probably his lowest strike rate. Certainly a 76 strike rate. Probably his lowest strike rate. But he batted pretty well. He would get bowled by Nisa. He would end up chopping it on. But he looked the best that he had all season. Bethell came to the crease once Zach Crawley got out, and he is today's run maker. This segment is brought to you by Runmaker. Runmaker VR is your very own indoor net facility from the comfort of your own home. With Runmaker, you can train wherever you want with like-life pace, refining your technique with real-time feedback, and taking on sessions inspired by legends of the game out in the middle. This Ashes, don't just be a spectator. Own the moment. You can also record your sessions and send them to your coach so you can improve your game this year out in the middle. Your journey to the pitch starts with Runmaker. Download Runmaker and save the sessions with code RUNMAKERSUB DEC-E6EFEA to get 50% off your first 6-month subscription when signing up before January 31st. Jacob Bethell is 142 not out right now. We're facing 232 balls, including 15 fours. He is batting very, very well. YMCA and the Vape all moving him to this position where he finally gets a chance to score some runs. His second innings average is absolutely insane. His second innings average is like up over 60. He bats incredibly well in the second innings. He has looked very good. Very good today. It's his first class 100. It's his first class 100. It's his first century in first class cricket. Up there, they said on the comments today with the likes of Sangakkara, he got his first class 100. It was an international 100. But he's doing very well. And he has been the cornerstone of England's innings today. What happened next? Duckett would fall. And then Bethell was rejoined by Joe Root. Joe Root would get out LBW. He went for a review, and again, another umpire's call. Just clipping the bail, he would be out LBW for 6, not doing much there. Brooke came to the crease, and Bethell and Brooke put on a nice little partnership. Brooke put on 42 of 48 until Australia's frontline spinner, Bo Webster, would get his first wicket on what I'm calling one of the best reviews of all time. It was given out, not out on the field. This ball turned a mile, missed the bat, hit the back pad, looked real suspect. They went up, Carey and Webster went up. Umpire said not out. They went for the review. Hitting wicket. Hitting the wicket. Impacted in line, hitting the wicket. And that would start a little mini collapse for England. He would get out Brooke LBW of 42. Jacks would come out promoted up the order. Stokes injured himself. He got injured during the bowling session earlier in the day. He went off with a groin strain. He would let Jacks come up the order. Jacks came down the pitch, second ball, and hoiked one out to the deep. And Cam Green took a nice catch in the deep. Webster took two wickets in three balls, looking really shaky for England. Out to the crease came Jamie Smith. And Jamie Smith and Buffalo put on a nice little partnership. Smith added 26 to the score of 41. A lot less stupid from Jamie Smith today. But unfortunately, there was a big, big mix-up between Bethell and Smith, and Smith would get himself run out. Bethell took a little pull shot. It fell at his feet. It rolled behind square, and Weatherald picked it up and threw to the non-striker's end. Jamie Smith had run three-quarters of the way down the pitch. Not sure who's... Technically, it was Smith's call. It looks like Smith called yes. Bethell said no. And Smith was already halfway, three-quarters of the way down, turned around and came back, being that he was the man on lesser runs. You don't run out the guy that's on 100 already. Turned around and came back. Lavishane was bowling at the time. He took the bails off at the non-striker's end, and they went up. Australia went up. They were super pumped. It was a big breakthrough. Kind of something came out of nothing. Lavishane was on to bowl some bounces. Not much happening there. Fields were really spread, all hugging to one side. But yes, they get the breakthrough. Miscommunication, the run out. Stokes then comes to the crease. He looked in pain and very uncomfortable. He would get out for one. Webster gets the edge. The frontline spinner for Australia. Webster taking three big poles today, Webster. Webster has figures of 3 for 51 off his 13 overs. He was the frontline spinner today for Australia. Looked very good. A lot of steep bounce, a lot of turn. He's a tall, tall man. He's like 6'7", gets a lot of bounce, 6'7". Gets a tall, tall bounce and very, very good. Surprised that he, you know, we all want him in the side. We've all wanted him in the side more this season. Not to be, but he's got three wickets. Don't know if he's going to be able to get a chance tomorrow to make it 5 for, but he wanted it in his post-game show, in the post-game wrap on the side. So Stokes would go. Bringing Cast to the crease. Cast would add 16 to the total, and he would get caught. Smith bowled Bolin. Bolin would get a wicket. And what happened here is that there was a situation where Bethell was trying to hog the strike, and the commentators were talking about, should Bethell hog the strike more and not let Cast face Bolin, or face at least as less balls as possible? Bethell took the single. Cast on the strike. First ball from Scotty Bolin he faced. Gets himself out. They go down another one. England. Potts comes to the crease, and him and Bethell would face off the rest of the day. Potts, none of 10, and Bethell is 142 off 232. Other kind of random things that happened today. There was a five-run penalty today. Five-run penalty. The ball kicked off the pitch. Carey went to take it with his palms up, hits the hands, bobbles backwards, and they had two helmets out in the field at the time. Ball hits the helmet. Five-run penalty. You don't always see that. The lead right now for England is 119 runs. Probably a little bit too late, too little too late. They would need to get 200 runs to make it a contest. 250 runs makes it a real contest. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. They have to play really smart cricket. You're going to have to go and play some Stokes 2019 stuff, kind of have Potts. Just face one ball and over. Bethell try to face four or five balls in every over, get the single towards the end of the over. Bethell hog the strike. If that happens, they may be able to push towards that 200 mark. You would still say at this point, Australia would be able to win this game. But anything can happen. Test cricket is test cricket. What we are going to see is we're going to see a day five. We don't think we've seen a day five. I don't think we've had a day five. Not that I can think of. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. I know we've had two days. but I don't think they've gone all the way to day five. We're going to a day five, and it's going to be at the SCG. We've had some fantastic final days at the SCG, fifth days. Hopefully we get, you know, a fun, you know, well, it's going to be, at this point, it's going to be England bowling to Australia to try to win the game potentially, but we'll see how that goes. It's going to be very, very interesting. Key takeaways from today's play is that the pitch. This is what happens when you actually make a nice pitch with 5 mils of grass, with a nice wicket. There's something for the bowlers. There's something for the batters. There's something that does. There is a little bit of turn, a little bit of seam, a little bit of bounce. Actually, a lot of bounce. Actually, a lot of jump. There was I put out a tweet. There was over 3 feet of variable bounce in the pitch today from length deliveries. A lot of jump, a lot of height, a lot of stuff going over the keeper's head, having to catch that over the batter's head. A lot of steep bounce. You want steep bounce rather than dull bounce where it's like keeping less and lower. That's where the wickets come in. But it's a very, very good wicket. And it's almost as if it's the wickets that stopped England from being able to produce runs with these spicy, green, grassy wickets really hurt England and Australia. But with a nice road, England have been able to put up some runs. Bethell, debut 100, maiden test century. Looking very good for England. Can he push on to get that 150? Can he push on and get to that 200, 250 lead for England? What will day five hold? We're going to have a day five, team. We're excited for that. That is your day four recap brought to you by Runmaker, and that's cricket.